Hi, Brunswick. This is Craig Skeffington, band director at South Portland High School. I had the pleasure of hearing you guys earlier in the year. Looking forward to seeing what you've been able to do with the program.
Okay, Brunswick, have a great.
I like the restraint on the introduction. Blow right through those phrases. There's a little faster air stream will kind of help with the pitch, too. Yep. Try to bounce the eighth notes a little bit more. Could use more bass through here. And I think I remember now, Mrs. Anderson, about the comment about having to use a replacement bass player for today's show, so it makes sense now. There we go. So keyboard, bass back in. Yeah, so it's effective. I understand the situation, though. So be careful not to toss off any notes. That the and of two tied to the half note was just as important as the notes before it. Yeah. So I think the quality of the articulation. So I'm certain that they're tented notes. So there's like some implied space there. The cleanest thing in the world is space. So getting those notes to be a little bit more articulate and some space between them would be helpful. I did enjoy the keyboard bass when it was in. Was very effective. In fact, if I didn't know, I don't think I would have known. It was just inconsistent. Yep. So how about do-da? If it's a ta syllable, there's like ta-ta-ta-ta. There's like this implied sort of detachment. You really need to work on blowing the first note into the second note with a do syllable. Do da, do da. Yeah, better saxophone articulation and intonation here. Make the top note like the key point of the phrase. That was kind of like we ran out of gas. Okay, I would have liked to see you kind of, rather than fall off, just get your line back to tonic and be done, rather than kind of the fall at the end. Okay. Good job finishing on tonic. I thought maybe you were going to stop on five before. William, the note choices were good, and you made one. There was Bavoda. You kind of moved out to like a sort of a non-blue scale thing, which was cool. Your ideas were sort of out of time, though. Rhythm is more in time than notes always. Da 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 da. There was a rhythmic motive there with some language to it. Good for you. Good job with that, connecting the dots, getting back to tonic. Yeah. It's sort of like the earlier comment about the articulation. Fa, vu, da, it's a do rather than a ta syllable. Yeah. Vu, da, fa, vu, da. Oftentimes, if you think of the piece in terms of like 30 or 40 different like mini events, the end of each phrase has got to get like the direction of the air so that you cap the thing off. So sometimes it's better to work backwards, figure out your high point, and then make the line lead into that. Yeah, now even without the bass, more left hand, two and four, like a heavier hi-hat, digging in on the ride cymbal, some left hand lead, so we can get some energy out of the drums despite the lack of a bass. Duve, duvo, duve, yeah. More of a legato swinging approach there as opposed to broken up. Comment that the first two charts they work well for you just in terms of a programming standpoint. I like the medium blues swing and a classic standard strut with some barbecue. So that's it's well done. Voodoo, voodoo. I wonder if the notes at the ends of phrases couldn't be more articulated. Thank you. you go. So now if you take that as sort of a microcosm, ascending pyramid there as a send-off, that was a moment you finished the phrase. I wonder what the articulation was there, brass. That wasn't as coherent that time as I remember it being earlier in the chart. So that's it's a nice production in the sense that there's some balance to the chosen material. I think the kids handle it reasonably well. I think my biggest comment, and with the bass player notwithstanding, because there's nothing you can do about that, is the idea that you find all the, you know, if you break the piece up into, and I don't care how you do it, phrase, motive, segment, find those moments that like end with some sort of cadence, you know, some sort of big moment, and make work backwards. So if you figure the piece has got 25, 30, 35 like moments where there's like they're going somewhere, try to make that approach stick, because I think oftentimes the brass kind of ran out of gas as we finished a phrase, and it wasn't just a balance thing, it was an intonation thing, it was an attack thing. So I think that's something that's a rehearsal goal. I think you can achieve greater gains with that. And if you make that sort of a habit of work, that becomes it solves a lot of problems. It's not just one fix, it's a mini fix. So I enjoyed the set. Some good playing, some good solos. I hope my comments are helpful. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you.